Graduation is just days away, and Robin Mount is even busier than usual. The director of Harvard's Office of Career Services is matching her beloved students with the right employers and career opportunities, often in the fields of education and public service.
We're seeing a huge interest in international development and service and that, a lot of students wanting to work in orphanages, microfinance projects, AIDS delivery on the ground, global public health. So I think all of those areas are problems that students are interested in solving.
Graduating senior Wes Howe intended to become a mainstream journalist, but he became passionate about social justice while working as a reporter during summer break. He wrote a news article about a man who spent his savings on a house trailer that turned out to be defective. The circumstances pointed to criminal fraud by the seller, but the man had little recourse to get his money back. Howe was outraged.
As a newspaper reporter, there wasn't that much I could do about it. So there is a point where exposing injustice wasn't enough, and actually working towards changing law or bringing this to the attention of law enforcement was something that was interesting to me.
While at Harvard, Howe took advantage of the school's Center for Public Interest Careers. The counselors there got him an internship as an education advocate for New York City school children. After graduation, he will go to work in the Major Economic Crimes Division of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Another way to jumpstart a public service career at Harvard is with the Phillips Brooks House Association. The PBHA is an umbrella group for scores of community service and social action programs at the university. Its director, Gene Corbin, says the organization imparts a distinct philosophy to the 1,600 or so students who volunteer regularly through PBHA every year.
One of the things our organization preaches a lot is you do with, you don't do for. You don't walk into a low-income community and assume you have all the answers to their problems. There's rich knowledge and traditions in these communities, and you can learn a lot from various communities where you're serving.
Sociology major Jessica Ranucci worked with PBHA to smooth her path to a service career. She began volunteering at a community center for Vietnamese immigrants in nearby Dorchester, Massachusetts, as a freshman. Later, she directed a summer camp for the community's children. She admits that as a naive 18-year-old from the Indianapolis suburbs, she experienced some culture shock at first. The immigrants did, too.
And I think that over 4 years of seeing the same children and families day after day, summer, school year, I've really been able to understand where they're coming from and what their lives are like. And I think that they've gained an appreciation for my willingness to stick around and have been willing to give me their children every year and invite me into their homes.
During his 4 years at college, Gerald Lee has assumed many volunteer roles: tutor, mentor, camp counselor, and later director of the Boston Black Students Network, with members in over 40 area colleges and universities. He has traveled far from the impoverished African-American neighborhood in Cleveland, Ohio, where he was born.
When I graduate, I'm going to be teaching and Teach for America at Excellence Boys Charter School in Brooklyn, New York. I'm a black man. I know there aren't very many male teachers, number one, and very many black male teachers. So I knew that this is something that I wanted to do at least short term. And I really enjoy working with kids.
Statistics from Harvard's Office of Career Services do not show a trend among students away from lucrative careers in the private sectors and toward public service. However, one thing is clear. Many of today's best and brightest are also committed to ensuring the well-being of America's communities tomorrow. This is Adam Phillips at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts.